compete with us on the starboard side, we now hang up our vector. And the derivative jetties, these are the coaling jetties for vector gas works, which are the largest gas works producing coal gas, the largest gas works in Europe producing gas for the east and northeast London. All of this is demolished except one of the gas holders you see in Florida. That is still used as part of the transmission system for sea natural gas. The site is gradually being developed, and the blue building you can see just in shore of the jetty of Venomous, the bank of the jetty of Venomous, that blue building is a carriage waiting for the depot for the Rockland Light Railway. The plane has just coming down across our bow. That is going into land at the London City Airport in the Old World Dock. On the starboard side, another lattice mast that you can get to see one of these radar scanners. That's sending the images to the voyage vessel traffic services control. Again, on the starboard side, in the distance, see the Canary Wharf towers now, a beam of us, we can come down another bend in the river. Much closer to us, the river wall here, we're just coming down to the old downstream lock entrances to the old oil docks. You'll see there are three lock entrances, just a beam of us, one to be reconstructed, the small gates to give access to the marina. The second one, where the blue crane is completely derelict and silted up. And we'll then see the third one, which may well be virtually dried out at the moment, but it is, there is plenty of water there and high tide, see the tide line there, and the third lock entrance is still maintained to give access to shipping into the world docks. In shore, you'll see the old bridge, which is, I think, the sweet bridge, to be open to let any ships in. Not many ships go in there, of course. The Royals group docks, the Royal Victoria, the Royal Albert, and the King George V docks. The complex, when it was completed between the two world wars, was the largest enclosed dock in the world, and the Royals were the last of the traditional London docks to close. They closed to normal cargo handling in the early 1980s. Part of the site has been redeveloped. You can see these blocks of rats here at the Riverwood End. It houses the University of East London. It houses Excel, modern exhibition centre, and of course, part of it is used for London City Airport. But there's still a huge area of the Royal Dock available to be developed. Port side, all the bottom blocks and rats here, these are part of the old Woolwich Royal Arsenal. But at the upstream end, you can see that some of the original Georgian buildings have been retained. And you'll also see that there's a little pontoon pier being built at the Woolwich Royal Arsenal. Part of the permission for planning permission for redeveloping the Woolwich Royal Arsenal was that the developers provided a pontoon pier. This is used now by high-speed river buses. Thames Rivers, which operate between central London, Canary Wharf, Redditch and Woolwich here. And you can see there's a rather splendid sailing ship moored at the moment. You can see he's moored at the downstream end of the pier, at the end of the pier, so there's leave space for the Thames Rivers to make their regular calls at the pontoon pier.